Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The House is preparing for more testimony this week as it continues an impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, flagged by a whistleblower who suggests the president asked Ukraine to investigate a political rival in exchange for U.S. weapons and support. Now, as NPR's Mara Liasson tells us, word comes of another whistleblower.
The lawyer for the first whistleblower is tweeting that he is now representing a second whistleblower who he says has firsthand knowledge of these events around the president and Ukraine. The first whistleblower only had second and third-hand knowledge. We also know that there are subpoenas for White House documents and State Department documents and personnel. We don't know how cooperative the administration will be with those requests.
The House deadline for the subpoena request to the State Department has passed. Iraqi officials say at least seven anti-government demonstrators were killed today as security forces continue to crack down on ongoing protests in Baghdad. Across the country, more than 100 people have died in 6 days of unrest over corruption, unemployment, and poor public services. Hong Kong has been rocked by another day of protests that started peacefully with a march and erupted into violence as police fired tear gas and protesters threw bricks and homemade explosives. Many defied a ban on wearing face masks invoked under emergency powers declared by the territory's Beijing-backed chief executive. Dennis Kwok is a Hong Kong lawmaker who calls the emergency powers a dangerous move.
If the chief executive can use the emergency powers in this way, there is nothing stopping her from using it to do other things.
Hong Kong's High Court has rejected a second effort to invalidate the mask ban. Police in Kansas City, Kansas are searching for suspects after four men were shot and killed at a bar overnight. Five people are injured. Ellie Moxley of member station KCUR reports.
About 40 people were in the bar when the shooting happened just before 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Kansas City, Kansas police spokesman Thomas Tomasik said people were running out of the bar when officers arrived.
We're trying to talk to as many witnesses as we can from the bar. Obviously, being a bar at 1:30, stories varied a lot, even, you know, being inside the bar.
Tomasik said the victims were shot with a handgun, and police believe they are looking for two suspects. For NPR News, I'm Ellie Moxley in Kansas City, Kansas.
Contract talks aimed at ending a 21-day strike by United Auto Workers against General Motors are at an apparent standstill. A top union official says GM is reverting to an offer that's already been rejected. This is NPR News. Two NASA astronauts are back inside the International Space Station after a nearly seven-hour spacewalk to update the station's power, including replacing original batteries. Brendan Byrne of member station WMFE reports it's the first of a planned 10 spacewalks to upgrade the station.
You can remain on the radiator side to assist Drew with the PGT operations and the battery.
It's a pace not seen since astronauts finished assembling the International Space Station back in 2011. The first half of the 10 missions will focus on upgrading the station's power system. NASA astronauts are replacing the station's power supplies with lithium-ion batteries. The units are quite large, about half the size of a refrigerator, and it will take multiple spacewalks to move them into place. The fourth spacewalk in the series, scheduled for late October with NASA's Christina Cook and Jessica Meir, will be the first all-female spacewalk. An earlier attempt at an all-female spacewalk was canceled when it was discovered that the agency didn't have enough medium-sized spacesuit liners. NASA says it now has the right suits for the duo. Later planned spacewalks will upgrade a science instrument installed outside the station. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne.
Influential drummer Ginger Baker has died. He's best known as a member of the 60s rock bands Blind Faith and Cream. But Baker considered himself foremost as a jazz musician. His family says he died today at the age of 80. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.